Hello, this is your Polycast for Tuesday, July 26th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, dispatches from the first day of the Democratic National Convention. The first day included the ouster of the party chair, boos and jeers when the presumptive nominee's chief opponent called for his supporters to back her, and boos when Hillary Clinton's name was mentioned during the opening prayer. And yet, after all that, there were some signs of party unity, especially when First Lady Michelle Obama spoke. It's almost as if there were two conventions Monday, the first earlier in the day and the second just after the TV networks began their coverage at 9 o'clock Central Time. The first convention was a nasty, divided gathering with boos, catcalls, and taunts. The second was more united, both in support of the Democratic platform and in opposition to Donald Trump. What was the pivot point? Well, it was the speech by Michelle Obama. The First Lady's remarks were emotional and personal, both a reflection on her years in the White House and a character reference for Hillary Clinton.
I wake up every morning in a house that was built by slaves. And I watch my daughters, two beautiful, intelligent black young women, playing with their dogs on the White House lawn. And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
There were some Minnesotans on the stage as well at the convention. Senator Al Franken urged delegates to follow up their activism this week with a sustained effort to get Hillary Clinton elected president in November. Franken recalled how he won his election by 312 votes and credited the volunteers who got out the vote on his behalf.
My friend Paul Wellstone used to say, "The future belongs to those who are passionate and work hard." This week is about passion, but starting Friday morning, it's all about work, hard work.
Franken also took jabs at Republican nominee Donald Trump, calling him a megalomaniac and referring to several of his troubled business ventures. Congressman Keith Ellison introduced Bernie Sanders. Ellison was the second member of Congress to endorse Sanders. He praised what he called the most progressive Democratic platform in history, saying Sanders and Clinton wrote it together. Ellison called himself a proud Sanders supporter and highlighted Sanders' massive base of small campaign contributors.
Bernie sparked the beginning of a revolution, y'all. He packed them in from Davenport to Detroit, to your town and mine. 13 million Americans voted their progressive values, and millions more made an investment in building that movement, $27 at a time.
Ellison endorsed Clinton less than 2 weeks ago. He said failing to vote is not a protest, but rather a surrender. Now, during his speech, Bernie Sanders made a strong endorsement of Clinton.
Based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
So a big question is, will those Bernie Sanders supporters get behind Hillary Clinton? For many of them, switching allegiances is not an easy next step. Mark Zdechlik has this profile of a Sanders delegate from Minnesota who's still trying to come to terms with Hillary Clinton and the end of the presidential nomination battle.
Heather Adams is a 39-year-old middle school teacher from the Twin Cities who made several trips to Iowa to campaign for Bernie Sanders. We first met her on a frigid day back in January in Iowa. She was crunching her way through snow and ice, knocking on doors in a neighborhood of Mason City.
I'm walking around with the Bernie Sanders campaign.
It was so cold, it was hard for her to even jot down notes of who was a supporter and who was undecided.
Actually, the ink on the pens freeze, so you have to write quick and then stick it back in your pocket.
Here's what she said at the time about why she was so committed to helping Sanders.
Because I think Bernie Sanders is the right person for our country. He wants everybody to have health care and free college, and he wants to get the corporate money out of politics. I don't think that corporations should be running our country.
Back in January, Sanders was surging, and Clinton's lead in the polls was vanishing. Sanders' rallies would get even bigger after his neck-and-neck finish with Hillary Clinton in the Iowa caucuses. A month after Iowa, Sanders handily defeated Clinton in the Minnesota caucuses, but he just couldn't catch Clinton in the delegate count. When Sanders endorsed Clinton 2 weeks ago, Adams was not crushed. She said then that she expected it. It still hurt, though, and she was not ready to back Clinton.
You know, it makes us sad, Bernie supporters, and maybe not everybody will support her. You know, of course, I'm going to consider voting for Hillary.
A couple of weeks later, sitting in a hotel banquet room outside of Philadelphia as a Sanders delegate to the Democratic Convention, Adams says not much has changed.
I'll consider voting for her like I told you before.
Adams says even though her side lost, it feels good to be with the Democrats in Philadelphia, and no one is pushing too hard.
I'm excited. You know, the message seems to be party unity, but I don't think that they're forcing us to support Hillary. I think that they understand that we need a little time.
Adams has no problem directly stating what her biggest concern about Clinton is.
It's the money. It's, you know, Bernie didn't take any corporate donations. He took small donations from people like me. And she just had, you know, the events with the big money behind her, and that I couldn't connect to that.
As for those email leaks that show some party leaders work to undermine Sanders, Adams says it's disappointing, but good news that there was accountability in the form of a resignation. She hopes the disclosures will change the way the party will treat candidates.
I would love it if we could build an honest Democratic Party that supports all candidates and not just one candidate.
Adams says even if she comes around and decides to vote for Clinton, that's about all she'll do for the former First Lady, Senator, and Secretary of State.
Bernie was my guy. He was my candidate, and I put on my heart and soul into that. And I just can't envision doing the same for her.
Adams doubts Sanders will run for president again, but she says the revolution he started is alive and will live on in other races. Covering politics, I'm Mark Sedeklik in Philadelphia.
Today is the second day of the Democratic Convention. We'll have more on what happened here tomorrow. For now, that's your Polycast for this Tuesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.